Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at cost of over 1500 crore rupees. Also clears over 8,000 crore rupees 6-lane capital region ring road project in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on India-China border during meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. China assures of addressing India's requirement of fertilizers and rare earths. Parliament passes Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill. Heavy rainfall wreaks havoc in Maharashtra, crippling normal life across Mumbai as waterlogging disrupts movement. And in cricket, India squad announced for upcoming Men's T20 Asia Cup and Women's ODI World Cup. And now the news in detail. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega Kota Bundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द कैबिनेट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ अ 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड कैपिटल रीजन रिंग रोड इन ओडिशा एट अ कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 8,307 करोड़ रुपीस
6-lane access control ring road कटक और भुवनेश्वर के लिए कोलकाता से चेन्नई का जो गोल्डन क्वाड्रिलेटरल का जो NH-16 का हिस्सा कटक और भुवनेश्वर के बीच में से निकलता है ऑब्वियसली वहाँ पे काफी कंजेशन है तो लंबे टाइम से एक डिमांड थी कि इसकी एक रिंग रोड बने जिससे कि ट्रैफिक का फ्लो एक अलग तरीके से ठीक से हो तो ये प्लानिंग की गई है कटक से थोड़ा सा ऊपर टांगी से लेके भुवनेश्वर और खुर्दा को बाईपास करने के बाद में रामेश्वर पे आके ये जुड़ेगा तो एक तरीके से पूरा इसका ये रिंग रोड बना बहुत ही इंपॉर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट कंग्रेचुलेटेड द पीपल ऑफ ओडिशा एंड राजस्थान फॉर कैबिनेट डिसीजंस अनाउंस्ड टुडे रिलेटेड टू द बोथ स्टेट्स प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टुडे एम्फसाइज्ड द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ मेंटेनिंग पीस एंड ट्रैंक्विलिटी ऑन द इंडिया चाइना बॉर्डर एंड रीइटरेटेड इंडियाज कमिटमेंट टू अ फेयर रीजनेबल एंड म्यूचुअली एक्सेप्टेबल रेजोल्यूशन ऑफ द बाउंड्री क्वेश्चन Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO Summit being held in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi welcomed the steady and positive progress in bilateral ties since his meeting with President Xi in Kazan last year. Guided by mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity, including the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. He thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. Earlier in the day, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question between the two countries in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the discussions covered issues related to de-escalation, delimitation and boundary affairs. The Chinese Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day official visit to India. Soon after arriving, Mr. Yi held bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Sources said that China has promised to address three key concerns of India. They said Chinese Foreign Minister assured Dr. Jayashankar during the meeting that China is addressing India's needs of fertilizers, rare earths, and tunnel boring machines. During the visit, the Indian side strongly raised the issue of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Mr. Yi concurred that countering terrorism should be given the highest priority. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the discussions, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar underlined India's concerns with regard to the mega dam construction being undertaken by China in the lower reaches of the Yarlung Tsangpo or Brahmaputra River, which will have implications for lower riparian states. The need for utmost transparency in this regard was strongly underlined. The Chinese side raised the issue of Taiwan. The Indian side underlined that there was no change in its position on the issue. It pointed out that, like the rest of the world, India had a relationship with Taiwan that focuses on economic, technological, and cultural ties, and that this would continue. The Indian side noted that China also cooperates with Taiwan in these very domains. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. He will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation tomorrow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Parliament has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation, MMDR Act of 1957. Earlier, moving the bill, Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy said, "These amendments made in MMDR Act are an important step towards making India self-reliant in minerals."
आज इस MMDR एक्ट में 6 अमेंडमेंट्स ला रही है जो माइनिंग ब्लॉक्स में मिनरल प्रोडक्शन करते हैं उस समय मेन मिनरल से अलावा कोई दूसरी एसोसिएटेड मिनरल भी अगर है तो उसमें आइडेंटिफाई करके एसोसिएटेड मिनरल को भी माइनिंग करने का प्लीज होल्डर
पॉइंट ऑफ ऑर्डर इनके बोलने के बाद में आपका लूंगा मैं
आज का अमेंडमेंट मिलती रही है नेशनल मिनरल डेवलपमेंट एक्सप्लोरेशन ट्रस्ट को भारत में प्राइवेट सेक्टर को और पब्लिक सेक्टर को फाइनेंस देने के लिए निर्णय किया है कैप्टिव माइंस जो अमेंडमेंट लाए गए इसमें जो 30-40 साल से लेगेसी स्टॉक्स डम्स एंड ओवरबर्डन पड़ा हुआ है आज उस ओवरबर्डन को बेचने के लिए उस कंपनीज को अनुमति दे रहे कैप्टिव माइंस को जो रॉ मटेरियल जरूरत है उस यूज करने के बाद जितना भी प्रोडक्शन करेगा वो प्रोडक्शन ओपन मार्केट में कमर्शियल में बेच सकते हैं.
Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament today were disrupted over the issue of Special Intensive Revision or SIR drive of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 3 times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed 1 adjournment before being adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the 3rd adjournment at 4 p.m, the House passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 amid noisy scenes. The bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. It seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important center of the northeastern region of the country. Earlier, the House, amid uproar, resumed special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for a Viksit Bharat by 2047. National Democratic Alliance NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination tomorrow. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. Prime Minister Modi, during the NDA parliamentary party meeting in New Delhi today, appealed to all the political parties, including the opposition, to unanimously support NDA's candidate for the vice presidential election. Meanwhile, opposition India bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as its candidate for the vice presidential election. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge made the announcement about the decision during a press conference in the national capital this afternoon. Mr. Kharge informed that Mr. Reddy will file his nomination on Thursday. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Heavy rainfall has wreaked havoc in Maharashtra, crippling normal life across Mumbai as waterlogging disrupted the movement. A cloudburst in Nandedre district claimed 8 lives, with Hasnal village still being 80% submerged. The army, along with the state disaster response force, is actively conducting rescue operations, relocating residents, setting up medical camps, and distributing food. In Mumbai, schools, colleges, and government offices remained shut, while local train services were hit due to heavy rainfall. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
Some parts of Mumbai have witnessed record-breaking rainfall of about 300 millimeters in a short span of time, leading to excessive waterlogging and disruptions. Evacuations were conducted in Kulla region this morning as the Mithi River started overflowing, posing danger to locals. According to Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai, over 16,000 million liters of water, which is double the capacity of Tulsi Lake, has been pumped in the last 4 days. Incessant rains led to disruptions in local and long-distance train services across Central Railway. Private offices were directed to work from home. The intensity of rain is likely to reduce by tomorrow. However, the red alert warning will continue for Raigarh and Pune. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he is ready to hold one-on-one talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in any type of format without preconditions to end the war. Mr. Zelensky made the comments to reporters following talks with US President Donald Trump and European leaders at the White House yesterday. After the meeting, President Trump announced plans to arrange face-to-face talks between President Putin and President Zelensky to end the Ukraine conflict. Meanwhile, the US will no longer provide free weapons or financial aid to Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this in an interview with a television channel. Mr. Rubio said the US will now sell arms to Ukraine, with European countries covering the cost through NATO. In a related development, US President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin today on the Ukraine conflict. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov confirmed that US President has received a formal invitation to visit Moscow. In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices ended with gains of over 0.4%. We have a report.
Sensex rose by 370 points to close at 81,644, while Nifty gained 103 points to settle at 24,980. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also moved upward. Both the mid-cap index and the small-cap index gained 0.97%. The rupee today appreciated by 39 paise to close at 86 rupees and 95 paise against the US dollar. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashwani News.
On to sports now. In cricket, Surya Kumar Yadav will captain the 15-member Indian T20 squad for the upcoming Asia Cup 2025 tournament to be played in the UAE from the 9th of next month. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, made the announcement today. India's test skipper, Shubman Gill, has made his return to the T20 international format after being appointed as vice-captain of the team. The other notable inclusions in the squad were top two T20 batters in the world rankings, Abhishek Sharma and Tilak Varma, pace spearhead Jasprit Bumrah and spinner Kuldeep Yadav. Meanwhile, the 15-member squad was also announced today for ICC Women's ODI World Cup to be held in India from the 30th of next month. Senior batter Harmanpreet Kaur will lead India for the first time in the ODI World Cup, with star opener Smriti Mandhana appointed as her deputy. Opener Shefali Varma is a notable omission from the squad. In 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal on day two of the competition in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched the junior women's air pistol crown today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at cost of over 1,500 crore rupees. Also clears over 8,000 crore rupees 6-lane Capital Region Ring Road project in Orissa. Prime Minister Modi stresses importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on India-China border during meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. China assures of addressing India's requirement of fertilizers and rare earths. Parliament passes Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill. Heavy rainfall wreaks havoc in Maharashtra, cripples normal life. And in cricket, India's squad announced for upcoming Men's T20 Asia Cup and Women's ODI World Cup. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.